going on? And welcome to Zane Speaks Out, Season 2, Episode Number 2, on Thursday, September 5th, 2019. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Zane Speaks Out. Today, I have special guest Thomas Andrew joining today's podcast. We're going to dive into a few separate things, one of my favorite topics to talk about and which will get included in this episode is talking about video production, video editing, video content, what is in the camera bag, the greatest things to talk about as anyone interested in video. We also dive a little bit more into the business side of things as well for the general public who are interested in entrepreneurship and anything of the such. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome special guest Thomas Andrew. Thomas, how are you doing, my man?
I am doing pretty good. How about you, Zane?
I honestly am doing great. I just watched Ohio State win, kicked some Florida Atlantic butt, and now just doing this and then going to head out for a little concert tonight. They got a free concert up in Columbus tonight. Scotty McCreery.
Who?
Scotty McCreery.
Haven't heard of him.
He's a he used to be on American Idol. Years ago. He's got a couple number one hits.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's all good. Anyhow.
For free, might as well go.
Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly it. I'm going to hang out with some friends, just kind of relax. I've been so busy all week anyhow. I need just a little bit of time to chill.
Of course. Of course.
All right. So I honestly don't know too much about you, and I know my audience doesn't as well. So why don't you go ahead and tell us a little about what makes Thomas Thomas?
Sounds good, man. All right, so the first thing that makes Thomas Thomas is my name is Thomas, of course. And, you know, some people like to call me Tommy Savage because I tell them they can call me that, but you can call me whatever you want. Anyway, my name's Thomas Andrew. I make videos online, and I've always just made videos kind of my whole life. I've always been into it, and recently, I've started to take it to a more professional level through, like, videography jobs for different people and just making social media content for other people instead of focusing on my own stuff, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. So is that that's a lot of work what I do, too. I do a lot of video stuff myself. So is that like a business for you, or is that turned into a business for you?
Yeah, I'm just kind of starting it all right now, turning it more into a business side. I've started to make money off of it, so starting to get it all kind of set up professionally, you know, legally, everything like that. Going to work on a website soon, all sorts of stuff. It's all coming soon.
That's awesome. So, and do you work a 9-to-5, or are you just on this now?
I work at a grocery store, not technically a 9-to-5. I do work 9-to-2, though.
Okay.
So that's something.
Okay. And then I'm guessing, so you do like the video stuff when you're not working then, like late hours, I'm guessing, kind of deals?
Yeah. Yep. I do that whenever I can. If I have to take off work, then I take off work. It's not, I don't spend too much time on it now, but my time spent on it is increasing as time goes on.
Yeah, awesome. So is that like, is this kind of, what's your goal with it? Are you looking to expand more like to full time, or are you just kind of doing it just for fun?
Definitely.
You are. Okay.
Definitely full time. Yep.
Yeah, for sure. So have you, what was the point that you decided like, this is it? Like now I want to take this next step into making this like my full time thing, and why?
Well, it's always kind of been my dream to be like a director, filmmaker. And over time, probably about middle school, I started getting really into like camera work more and director of photography, that type of stuff. And so I have always wanted to get a camera. And about November of last year, I finally got a DSLR, which I've been wanting forever. And it's opened up a lot more opportunity for the things I could do with filming. And I've just decided, well, I might as well take that and sell it.
All right. So do you have any, like, did you go to film school? Did you teach yourself? How did that come about?
No, actually, it's basically, ever since I was probably like 6 or 7, man, no, let's say 8 or 9, I started kind of researching it on YouTube at the time. And all of my stuff I pretty much learned straight off of YouTube. I used to film with, like, an iPhone 4. I used to just, like, get all my friends, and it would piss them off, but I always just wanted to make, like, movies and, like, download apps for, like, special effects back in the day when it was, like, not everybody was into making videos.
Yeah.
And I was just, like, constantly, like, hounding people, like, come act in this, and we would, like, take Nerf guns and make, like, action movies with it. And I get, like, muzzle flash type effects and put them in.
Oh, that's so that super was, cool.
Yeah, I just, like, always do it. Not a lot of them made it to YouTube, but I did have a channel back in those days where I would post. It was a cringe fest, but it was a start.
As you said, we all got to start somewhere. I know I look back at, like, my YouTube videos now because, like, I do YouTube full-time per se, and I don't get paid for it, but I still do it full-time. And my beginning videos, I look back and I'm like, did I really put this on the internet?
Yeah.
So do you have a channel currently or no?
Yeah, okay, so the story with my YouTube and everything is kind of funny because I've had like 10 of them. I just always get bored and restart.
Uh-huh.
This one I've had for the longest amount of time, though. It's Thomas Andrew TK, and I actually managed to get a custom link, so it's youtube.com/ThomasAndrewTK. I snagged that one up while I could, and I used to do, like, vlog content. I just go out, film whatever me and my friends did for, like, that week, and then edit it all together into some cool video.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now I'm moving more towards, like, videography, like, not tutorial, but, like, just talking about videography, you know?
No, absolutely.
Stuff like that.
And it sounds like, from hearing that right there, it sounds like you should start up a podcast. You could start up a podcast just doing that right there. You didn't have one.
That's what the plan is.
I know my season one of my podcast was really a lot of YouTube content. Because like I said, when I started out YouTube, my story is a lot like yours. In the sense of I haven't been doing it as long. I've kind of loved video, like, growing up, and I really got hooked on YouTube when it started to become big. And, like, I knew I wanted to do something on YouTube, but yet I didn't really start. 2 years ago is when I literally just had enough of the 9-to-5. I literally just quit my job, which was a very good job. And I would just spend day in and day out on YouTube learning every single thing I could about making videos and taking it from being absolute garbage into something now that, you know, like you as well, I sell, you know, professional videos and I do professional things for businesses. So I have a lot of the same background as you when it comes to starting. And it's crazy because, like, I talk to a lot of people who go to film school and it you know, what they learn, sure, it's great. And, you know, I'm sure you learn a lot, but, you know, they're paying such crazy amounts. And for me, like, if I see an effect or I see something that I want to do in my own video, I just go to YouTube and type it in and I learn how to do it in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's free.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... Mm-hmm.
Like, hard.
Yeah. I have people constantly telling me about, like, oh, you're into videography, you can go to this community college and get an associate's degree in videography or filmmaking, something like that. And it's like, I already know a lot. Like, I know my business and everything is just starting, but I have, like, all my life been learning about it. And it's not that I know it all. It's just that I know how to learn it.
Absolutely. Like, on my own
for free, you know?
Absolutely, man. And doing it, I mean, it's just crazy, but, like, I call it YouTube University because you can literally learn it from anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I know, like, with my whole background of racing cars, which is, like, my day job, I guess, that I do full-time, I do YouTube, like I said, as well, but I'm trying to build my YouTube channel into where I'm making money from YouTube along with racing. That's kind of like my end goal, the point where then I can stop. Like I love making video, but let's be real, I like making video about, like, my life, like my racing stuff, more than I like doing it for other customers. So I want to get to the point where I could just race, do my own video, and then just drop the, you know, customer type of deal, which I just started recently because I couldn't afford to race and not have another income.
Yeah, I get that. It's surprisingly, you can get like good amount of income from just filming and editing for people.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think people realize
it. Like, it can become full time, but even if you're just starting, like, it's impressive, like, what you can do.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with that. And I wish I have such a hard time. Well, let me I'll go to the one thing that I started with talking about, and the fact of when I did season one of my podcast, it was like 95% based off of my YouTube channel. Because when I started my podcast, I was trying to create new content that was separate from everything else. And now I got to the point where I kind of took the Gary Vee approach. If you know, do you know like his content module?
Yes. Kind of, what did he call it? I don't remember what he called it, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like where you record one piece of content and then use it for multiple things. Yeah, so I would create...
kind of like a pyramid.
Exactly, yes, that was it. Yeah. So I would create originally separate for everything. Now I write a blog post, which is like my video idea, turn that to the blog post, use the blog post as like the criteria to my YouTube video, and then I cut the YouTube video audio and make that into season one of my podcast. So that's kind of how my podcast originated. And now, like I said, with season two, I'm kind of taking it up a step to where I'm doing a lot more of these, like, you know, one-on-one, like, let's have some coffee talks, per se, as I said earlier.
I'm even having coffee right now.
Oh, perfect. I just finished my earlier.
Oh, boy.
What kind of coffee are you having?
A nitro cold brew from Starbucks.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. What's your favorite type of coffee?
Oh, geez. You know, iced coffee.
Really? Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely
coffee.
Coffee
sometimes,
freak.
But...
It depends on the mood, I feel like. Like, if it's cold outside in the wintertime, I'm always down to have, like, a hot coffee. Typically, breakfast, I will have a hot coffee, but the moment it becomes, like... burning hot, like 95 degrees summer heat, I'm having cold coffee.
Yeah, I'm the type of dude who will have iced coffee no matter what it is.
Oh, like,
yeah
I can't do that one, but I think it's crazy. I didn't realize, like, until I really started to network and grow my audience with, like, just learning people and understanding people more, so many people rely on coffee. It's crazy. I didn't realize it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
coffee and energy drinks.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm Monster. I kind of drank so much Monster last year that I've, like, become immune to it now in the sense of the energy side of it.
Oh, yeah, jeez. I think I had a real addiction to caffeine this past year. Like, it got really bad, and I've slowly, like, stopped it. Like, not fully stopped. I still drink caffeine, still keeps me, but I don't depend on it anymore.
Dude, you and I, we have a lot of similarities. I agree, and I can attest to that, because so, like, last year with me racing, I was traveling all across the country, and I would be doing these 18, 19-hour drives, and I only was able to stay awake from Monsters and coffee. And now, this year, I'm trying to step back on the Monster, just specifically because I was drinking, like, two a day. Not only was it hurting my wallet, but it wasn't good for me.
No, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I've always kind of stayed away from, like, the Monsters and those types of energy drinks with a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Not so much the coffee, because, like, straight coffee, I can't do that as much. But, yeah, the energy drinks, if I get usually, like, sugar-free or whatever, but those keep me up, because when you add a ton of sugar, there's a crash with it. But if there's no sugar,
absolutely,
like, you're not coming down for a while.
Yeah, amen. Absolutely to that. So we'll go take a route back to, like, the filmmaking stuff real quick. So what's in your camera bag? Let's start with that.
Oh, my camera bag. Good. I just got back from I was filming in Wyoming, so all my stuff, I have it fresh in my mind.
Oh, perfect.
What I bring with me, so my main camera that I use is a Canon Rebel SL2. Now, it's a bit on the lower end of the DSLRs, and it still has kind of the stock lens that it comes with, but it works. I've been learning so much more about it, and probably going to upgrade once I have the funds to do that. So I have that camera. I have microphone up on it. It's kind of like a Rode video mic, but it's the Chinese brand, of course.
Nothing wrong with that.
You know, balling on a budget.
You absolutely know how it is. You got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, and I don't have a gimbal or a stabilizer yet, so I have the. I usually do handheld, so I have the strap on it, and just when you hold the strap like tight to your neck, you can get some like smoother shots handheld. It just kind of stabilizes it against your neck, which is nice. I have a tripod. It's a Hilpow H1.
Okay.
I don't found it on Amazon for like $30, so there it is.
But amen.
It's treated me really well. It's very, very well built for being $30. And I bring my MacBook Pro. It's a 2012 MacBook. Borrowed it from my cousin because I did not have anything to edit videos on, and he's always done like YouTube stuff. He works for a YouTube channel, and so he thought he'd, you know, let me do it. So thanks to him, I can do a whole lot more. So I have this MacBook Pro, throw that in the bag. I got my camera, tripod. I always keep like lens wipes, and you know, just different little things like batteries.
Oh, for sure. The necessities.
SD cards. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes I'll throw in a mouse and whatever. Yeah, that's pretty much all that I take around with me when I travel. My phone, obviously I'll record some other stuff on there. I've got an iPhone XS, so I can get pretty good
for
quality
sure.
off of that. Yeah.
Yeah, my bag is not like yours. Since I do a lot of like, I always kind of describe it as with racing, I use a bunch of GoPros, obviously, for like different shots and angles of the cars. And I was spending so much money on GoPros because, you know, a GoPro is like $400 or $500 when it's new. I had a few $1,000 worth in GoPros that I didn't have the money to afford a good DSLR. So to this day, I run my entire YouTube channel with, I have the GoPro Hero 7s that I use because I don't know if you're aware, but the stabilization, you don't need a gimbal. It's just absolutely insane.
Really?
Oh my goodness. Like, honestly, you can go down a track at 140 miles an hour and look like you're cruising like, barely, it's just insane how smooth it is.
Dang.
And because of that, with it shooting in 4K, 60 frames a second, and the smoothness, I'm just like, I'm not, like you, I ball on a budget. Like, I all my money goes into the business and like racing and stuff. So I'm like, I can't afford a DSLR. So I use all my GoPro Hero 7s, which I love. And then, of course, my phone. I have the iPhone 10, so I use that. Well, iPhone X, I guess. And but my most used thing that I use out of anything, and I didn't hear you had one, but is my drone. I'm in love with a drone.
Oh yeah, I want one. There's so much more things that you can like record. There's so many like different ways of
absolutely
like telling a story with it. I guess even for like client videos, it's just. That would help so much, you know?
You're not wrong about the client videos. My some of my clients, their favorite shots are used in the drone just because it shows a different perspective that not a lot of people get. And
yeah, it's new.
Absolutely. And my first drone that I learned how to fly on was like a $50 Amazon drone. And that was like, really? I didn't make any videos or anything from it. It was just for me to learn how to fly. And then after I learned how to fly, I traveled all the time last year, and I still travel now, but just not as much. And I couldn't take a heavy, like, big drone, say as in, like, the Mavic, on all the different airplanes because I would have – they wouldn't fit, and I would have to, like, take it in a separate bag, and I wasn't paying for that baggage. So I went full out with my DJI Spark, bought the full, like, package – with the extended range, the remote control, the ND filters on it. And I believe it cost me just under $1,000. Now, I've had it for 2 years, And honestly, I don't even, I have no want for a Mavic or nothing because the Spark is just so small. I can fit it inside my suitcase. I can fly it out to like, I think the farthest I've ever taken it so far is like a mile and a half out. I've had no issues. I love it. And I really don't even care about getting a Mavic.
Yeah. I mean, if it works, there's no reason to really change. Like, this camera, it works for me. Absolutely. I don't have much of a need to upgrade yet.
Absolutely. And I think it's to each his own. Like, we don't, like, yeah. So many people, I feel like if you have so much money, you know, you could just upgrade to upgrade. But, like, when you're trying to do things on a budget, it's like, well, I don't need this, you know? I really don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before I had this camera, like, almost a year ago now, I have recorded everything I've ever done on iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
Like back in the day when I was a kid, I had just found, you know, the old like video editing apps, and I'd just like take video on there. I'd learn everything I could. I'd get there's an app. What is it? Filmic Pro?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
I've always wanted that, but never had the money for it. So I'd always try to like find a way to get it for free. Or get, like, the free versions, and they had their classic version. So I used that. You could, like, set all the settings in manual so it would look better. And I just learned everything I could with that. I bought a kind of stabilizer thing. It's more like a rig where you have, like, a hot shoe. Mm-hmm. So I could attach my microphone to my iPhone. And I also had an adapter cord for it, so I did everything I could to avoid spending like $500 on a camera.
Absolutely, man. That's and it's crazy because one day we'll look back, you know, when we do have this, say, as like a full-time profession making great money, and we'll be like, yeah, I remember the days when I had the budget completely. Now I can just kind of afford what I want.
Yeah.
It's like that those process. Will be the days. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so we'll take a little bit of a turn here, and I don't want to say we'll get closer to the last segment here. So, out of your life, what is the one thing that you? It doesn't necessarily have to be business; it can just be anything. What is the one thing that you've learned that you kind of remind yourself every day to type of just like a lesson that you've learned that you can give for like advice?
If something is not working for you, just keep doing it. Like, for everything, if something's not working for you, just keep going. You're not gonna get anything in life if you don't just keep going. Like, I play guitar, and there are so many times where I get frustrated, and I just like keep over and over doing the same thing, and eventually you get it and it feels so good. Same with like videos, I keep doing it, you'll get better. I used to like be scared of recording in manual mode with manual focus, manual everything, because the auto was just easy and I just didn't want to screw it up. But you keep trying, you keep doing it, and eventually you get so much better at it. And that's just my main thing. And also make it fun. If it's not fun for yourself, there's no like really satisfying factor of getting it done. So like guitar, I've loved music my whole life, so guitar is fun for me and that pushes me. Video's fun for me, just kind of all that creative stuff, it's fun for me, so that keeps me going. And just doing it over and over, like practice and just hammering it out, that really does it.
Man, I absolutely love that, and I can attest to that in so many ways. Even to this day, like on YouTube, you know, I'm sure you know how hard it is to make it on YouTube. And I remember, like, I'm just about to hit 200 subscribers after doing this now for full time, per se, for going on a year and a half. And the first year of my work, like, on YouTube was, like I said, like, laughable, because it was just me the first time ever learning stuff. And not to say, like, the content was bad, but, like, the editing and whatnot just wasn't very good. And now, like, it's crazy. I was not getting any traction. I mean, for 6, 7, 8 months, I didn't gain a subscriber. I was stuck at, like, 50 subs or something like that. And it was mainly just friends. And now I can say over the past 2 months, I've had one video that went from like nothing to like over, I think I'm over 4,000 views now.
Really?
And my sub count, I've gained like 80 subs in the past like 2 months. So like,
wow.
I can totally attest to that. Cause like, there's so many times where I'm just like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm so like, I would put hours into making a video and get like 2 views. And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah. And you're so right, man. Just keep on going. And I know for sure, even with guitar, I can relate to that because like, I'm a huge music guy. Like my dad is a music singer in Nashville. So like, he's done all sorts of stuff and I grew up around music and like my whole, like I can sing really well. So like my whole life I've done singing videos, like YouTube channel, Instagram, stuff like that. But
yeah.
I never could play guitar just because like, so I'm left-handed. So I had to learn like everything upside down. And even to this day, like I'm not good at guitar. Like I can barely play it, but I can attest to the fact where if you keep trying, you know, you're going to get better and better. And I remember just trying to do like a simple G chord. God, that that took me a month just to do a G chord, as bad as that sounds.
Yeah, I remember when I could barely play, like, chords. Like, I would just do the easy versions of them with, like, two fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, what I would do is I'd play the songs that I like. So I just find an app where it tells me the chords. Like, you can play any chord in just a couple notes. It'll sound very, very basic. But if you just make it fun for yourself and play the songs you love, do what'll make it fun. So like with YouTube, let's relate it to that. If you want to get to the point where you make videos for other people and you want to learn, don't learn making videos that you don't like. Like, start recording stuff that interests you. Like, if you like, if you're like a fan of what, Jake Paul or whatever, start making vlogs. Like, if you enjoy that type of stuff, do it, and that'll keep it fun for you.
Hey, man, I can't even say anything onto that. That's so true. I mean, that's so true. All right, and the biggest thing is, where can they find you? So where can the audience find you if they're looking to look you up or get in contact with you for anything?
All right, all my social medias is at T-Andrew, T-K. I got Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. YouTube is actually Thomas Andrew. You'll find it if you just search Thomas Andrew. And did I miss anything? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter? That's about it.
Okay. YouTube. And where are you from again?
I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska.
All right. All Midwest. The Cornhuskers.
Yep. Took the W today.
Yeah, I saw that. I was actually just saw it before I got on here. With that being said, is there anything else? And it can be anything you want to say, you want to put out there, anything to leave us with?
Yeah, so basically, for the people, if you want to check me out, my content is going to be changing a lot. You'll see a lot of, like, old, like, fun vlog-type stuff and just weird, like, me being just funny. It's going to be changing. I'm going to be focusing more on teaching and kind of discussing videography stuff, and specifically social media videography, which is something that I don't think gets talked about enough. So it's basically video content for social media, not only for yourself and your brand, but other people and their brand. So behind the scenes, what goes into people's Instagram accounts, like you look at Gary Vee, you see the format he does with the text and the progress bar. Like, that's such a professional thing that like will boost your content so much. I want to teach that. I want to get behind the scenes with all that stuff that I don't feel enough people are talking about.
Man, that's awesome. That is something I will definitely tune into that. I mean, that for sure. I know I make content now, like I said, obviously for social media and for businesses. So anything I could learn from you, that would be great. I will definitely, I don't think I follow you on YouTube. So I will definitely go subscribe to your channel because that is definitely something that I would have to watch.
Awesome. I just recently added my link back into my Instagram bio. I took it out for a while just because I had kind of stopped doing it just so I can move on to this. But yeah, and I plan to start a podcast with it soon. I'm going to be having guests. I'd love to have you sometime talk about whatever we plan to talk about and maybe have Isaac on. Just people have conversations about videography, social media. Just keep it related to that is what I'm really planning to do.
Yeah, no, absolutely, for sure. I would love to do an episode. I know Isaac, awesome. I'm sure, would be down to as well. Yeah. As you saw, the Team Legacy group has tons of people that would love to do stuff like that.
I think
you're number two, and I think so far I've got like 17 guests planned for season two.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and like all these people want to do it. So like Team Legacy, for sure, I would get in there and make a post about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
While we're talking about it to the audience, Team Legacy, if you guys are not aware, it's a group started by Isaac Mashman, and he kind of reached out to me about it, and we decided to go head forth with it, and it has been hugely successful. We've been going now, I think, just about a month, and we're already getting close to 200 members. It's all like-minded individuals based around like passion, happiness, business. A lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of video people, content creators. So if that is something that you guys are interested in, definitely be sure to check it out on Facebook, Team Legacy. We also have an IG page, which is not well established yet. I think we just have the welcome page. But other than
that, if anyone wants to get on top of that, we might consider letting you take over. No, I'm just kidding. But maybe.
Well, you know, it is something
that... Somebody wants to put out some content.
Absolutely. We need to... that's something that Isaac and I talked about. I know we need to get that going. We have a website that's starting up, too, which is not fully established yet, but that's growing as well. So if that is something that anybody would be interested in, definitely check that out. With that being said, Thomas, thank you...
I got one more thing.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Huge shout-out to Isaac Mashman. Coming up on 2 years now. Changed my mindset for me. We've had our back and forth problems throughout these past 2 years, but he really changed things for me, so glad to still be kicking it with him.
That is awesome, and I know I met Isaac at 10X Growth Con 3 back in February with Grant Cardone, and we've kind of been the same way since, just hitting it off. That's Isaac is awesome. If you guys don't follow Isaac, definitely check him out on Twitter. He's got just about 14,000 subscribers or followers, and definitely he's got some great stuff in the works for sure.
Yeah, man, I remember when he was down like under 1,000. And then he started growing, so...
Wow, that's crazy. I didn't know him back then. I knew him when he had, like, 12K.
Yeah, we used to do a lot. We were starting out together. He had been doing it for a while at the time I was just starting out, but... And then he got... he started meeting a lot of people, and there it went.
Amen, man. It's all about that networking, and which he is really good at.
Of course. Yeah. He's all over the place with that.
Absolutely.
I mean, you see the Team Legacy group.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, with that being said, thank you, Thomas, once again for coming on. And as I told DeAndre in episode one, I would love... So season three is going to be based around follow-ups with all my season two guests to see the progress that they've made. Not only to hold yourself accountable to, like, life in general, but just have you back on as a guest. So I'd love to have you back for season three, starting back in 2020. So once again, thank you for joining us today. I really do appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure.
All right, that sums it up for episode two. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. I would absolutely, greatly, highly appreciate it if you would leave your comments down below on what you liked about today's episode. Also, what you didn't like and what we could improve on. I would also appreciate if you share the podcast. And without further ado, I will see you guys right back here on Tuesday for the next episode of Zane Speaks Out. Have a great day.